Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode, another very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, very, very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity. Indeed, this very, very precious, precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing of our people. For indeed, the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things, yes, indeed, that I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, indeed, if they could, to destroy. It's time we know the truth, my brothers and sisters. Indeed, it's time we know the truth. I was listening just a short time ago. I said I was listening just even a short time ago, and I heard in a forum, broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio, actually. Must have been a private show because I looked it up to see if I can find it. Doing a search on the Blog Talk main page, could not find it. So it must have been a private invitation type of show. And I can only say to you that I was amazed at so much of what I heard. Truly, I was amazed at so much of what I heard because, you know, I find it amazing that though they quoted the scripture in the book of Galatians, I said they quoted the scripture in the book of Galatians that relates that if any man preaches another Messiah, or if he preaches another gospel, the scripture says, let him be accursed. What most today, my brothers and sisters, do not understand is that what they have now been misled after mass misrepresentations to teach is, in fact, now today resultant of a long time ago, falling away, that false Messiah, and even that false gospel, my brothers and sisters, that we were warned against. I've related many times on this show I said I related many times on this show concerning the truths that, quite frankly, since that time that was called the Great Tribulation, that was prophesied of 70 AD, really for 3 centuries subsequent, by and large, subsequent to the 70 AD fall of Jerusalem at Roman hands. There's much truth, my brothers and sisters, we must understand. There has been much truth, much, much, very, very important, pertinent truth, that Rome did indeed do everything they could to destroy, did do everything they could to silence, desires, my brothers and sisters, that men only, well, let's just say, when they read the scriptures, discern them only from the vantage point of the polytheist, already corrupt social misorientations, status quos that were already existing amongst the people. Remember, in 2 Thessalonians, the Apostle Shaul said, the mysteries of iniquity are already at work, relating to the intrusions of the principalities and powers, the powers of perdition, in other words, ruling entities that were not founded upon a holy covenant. Remember, Daniel also said in 2 Thessalonians, spoke about Daniel 11. He talked about a system that hates the holy covenant. Talks about a system, my brothers and sisters, that would corrupt the people with flatteries. And it said it again and again. In other words, counterfeit. Compelling them to believe themselves wise while knowing next to nothing. Surface level. Shallow-mindedness. It talked about a system that hates the truth. Hey, think about it. Everybody wants to exalt their own ideas. And wants to be exalted after their own suppositions. Making so-called lawful, as if it were true, whatever is a man's opinion. You need to understand, my brother says, that's no love of the truth. That's a love of lies. The scripture says, those who love lies shall be damned. How about those who then trust after a multitude of worldly differences? I said, those who trust after a multitude of worldly differences, after the partiality seeming wise to men. My brother and sister, this is nothing but man exalting or seeking to be exalted by his own ideals. Going to churches, if you will, that aren't even churches at all by ancient definition. And actually going there, my brothers and sisters, to be personally worshipped and to worship those who act as champions, if you will, for the imaginations the people want to believe. All in that respect, my brothers and sisters, what men have been by and large taught to accept for many generations is only hypocrisy, my brothers and sisters, and not the gospel at all. I've talked about this many times, and I will say again, my brothers and sisters, that the gospel, a man must believe to be worthy of the gift of the Holy Spirit, is a truth, my brothers and sisters, beyond an entire global worldly status quo. I said it is the truth beyond, my brothers and sisters, an exceeding knowledge of the truth, an exceeding revelation of the truth, beyond all present worldly status quos, political, national, social, yes, my brothers and sisters, and pseudo-religious. It is a word, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah said these words concerning the word that we must believe. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father, he said, unless he come through by me. How many understood, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah said these words to a world that had forgotten and lost sight of what is the word from the beginning? That had already lost sight of what is the truth. Divided after a multitude of his own ideas. Remember, 2 Thessalonians warned that the mystery of iniquity was already at work. A system that does not recognize its iniquity, its injustice, and dares, my brothers and sisters, to call a pretense as if it were wise. As much about this I want to talk about tonight. Yes, indeed. Much that needs to be explained. The Messiah said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. What he was saying is that man had forgotten and lost the way, lost the knowledge of the truth. Hey, Even then, Israel was under scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, zealots, and Essenes, and the priests at Jerusalem, my brothers and sisters, were Roman appointments, polytheists and not their ideals, not monotheists. And I was talking to somebody even earlier today, and I want to talk about that too, that says that in this country, even though he says he's a believer, he said in this country was founded not as a theocracy, and he seemed to be a proponent of the idiosyncrasies and the hypocrisies innate to this system. And he said, we don't live in a theocracy. My brothers and sisters, I want to expose that illusion as well, because we do. We live very much so in a surreptitious theocracy. But those not understanding the definition of the word might not quickly comprehend what I'm talking about. But like I said, those things I want to talk about tonight. We have to ask ourselves the question, my brothers and sisters. I mean, I heard people talking about the idea about, you know, how they love the Most High. And I've heard somebody even go as far as to say, a very popular pastor here in this city, said, how do you show a genuine love for the Most High? He said, just love people. My brothers and sisters, I simply asked a question because they were talking about all manner of unlawful things that people have come to love. They even want to give license. I have to ask this question, my brothers and sisters. Can a man love what the Most High despises? Can a man love what the Most High forbids? Can a man despise, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High says was never to be forgotten? Can a man despise the revival, my brothers and sisters, of what must be remembered? Can a man despise, my brothers and sisters, the exceeding truth of the Most High and still be called a lover, one who loves Yah? Or is that one, my brothers and sisters, a seductive deceiver? The question must be asked, my brothers and sisters. The question also must be answered. For the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, those who love the varied misconceits of this world have no real, genuine. I said, my brothers and sisters, those who have a love for all the varying contradictions of this world have no love of Yah. Like I said, Messiah said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He was saying, preserve this truth. Preserve this conscience beyond contradiction. Preserve this path straight and narrow. That is not turbed. Cast into corruption after any false prophets, any shallow-minded, contradictive testimony. He said, preserve it, my brothers and sisters. He said, if you love me, guard, maintain, and defend it. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, lest you lose it. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, it was prophesied. It was certainly prophesied that man, after the, let's just say, this wilderness, the system of this world that sought to counterfeit the truth of the Most High. And man was surely, after the corruptions of many, the obscuring devices of many misrepresentatives, indeed lose his way. Indeed lose, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High told me we must have. I remember many years ago now, my brothers and sisters, it's been over 3 decades ago, and the Most High told me the man has lost sight of what is the word and the thoughts of the Most High as it is from the beginning. But how many, my brothers and sisters, even though we see some massive contradictions, 45,000 denominations across 280 nations, how many are ready to realize, my brothers and sisters, that we don't discern what is the word, the plan of the Most High as it was constant from the beginning? Then, my brothers and sisters, we have not discerned eventuality either. And to know neither foundation nor eventuality to the initial divine intent, to know neither one, my brothers and sisters, is certainly to be lost. 2 Corinthians, as I've spoken before on this show, 4th chapter, says, if the gospel How about the true knowledge of the kingdom of Yah? It did not say this was that knowledge was after the world, the systems, let's just say the variant nations of this world. The gospel is the word above and beyond all the nations that must dictate to all the nations, even must be the redemption of all those who believe, though they be scattered amongst all the nations. Said if the gospel be his. It really means, my brothers and sisters, is here by those who mislead. They say those who are lost. How about those who mislead? In fact, my brothers and sisters, it even goes as far as to say that the gods of this world, who are the gods of this world if they're not the king? Those who establish variant constraints of ideals that men presume to be wise. Said the kings of the world, this world have blinded the minds and hearts, lest they should see the light of truth. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters. Psalms 2, related how the kings of the world would take counsel against the Most High and against his anointing. How about the opening of the eyes of the people? I dare to say to you, my brothers and sisters, there's no question about this in my mind. All the nations of this world have hated the truth of the gospel. And the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, why have they hated it? Because the true gospel, that was the expectation of the early church, looked for the expectation of a global inheritor. You talk about Isaiah 65, you talk about one who called the inheritor of his mountains. Talks about that one, my brothers and sisters, who many would be cast to the sword because when he called, they did not answer. Spoke, they would not listen. The spies and the Holy One of Truth. Isaiah 65, going into 66, relates, my brothers and sisters, we relate the corruption that's in all the churches. Reprove and rebuke them all. That men finally seeing beyond this false concept of a Messiah. Said a false concept of a Messiah that seems to capitulate to all the varied ideals of the nations. He would expose all that, expose every misrepresentative, expose the corruption that's among all the churches, church and state. We need to talk about that too. Finally, a people will see beyond every obstacle to discern, my brothers and sisters, the straight and narrow path, wherein is no false testimony at all. Messiah, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says that he would come saying the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach the gospel. I would dare tell you, my brothers and sisters, the revelation of the one who teaches beyond every crooked path. That and that alone is the gospel and every crooked path, my brothers and sisters, the testimony, even the damning testimony of another. But the rulers have dared not declare that in order for him to establish that sovereignty on this earth that performs all that is divine pleasure, all that pleases Yah, Messiah will surely have to rebuke and reprove all the rulership of this earth. For in no case in the scripture do we find where Messiah has ever been pleased. I want you to hear me. Nowhere in scripture we find the Messiah has ever been pleased with the variant ramifications of misrepresentation that has been taught by all the kings of this earth. In fact, all the scriptures, I did that, I spoke about this on the last show, all scripture at the hand of Messiah talks about his coming to ultimately reprove all the rulership of this earth and all those who follow such misrule. If the leaders speak as if Messiah comes not to reprove them in anything, and they've all taught after the machinations of their own hearts. I think about the scriptures in 1 Corinthians, talking about the various rulership of this world that would defile the temple or defile the testimony that should be in it. About 1 Corinthians 3:14. Then 18, if any man consider himself wise in this world, let him consider himself a fool that he might become wise. And the apostles themselves did not declare themselves lords over men's faith, but related to one who will come as master to cause men to consider all that they had not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise Yah. I find it amazing that the rulers across these 45,000 denominations using this, the same book, saying they speak of the same Messiah, have dared to act as if the Messiah himself is misconstrued and divided according to multitude of their very contentious, juxtaposed conscience. That, my brothers and sisters, is not the worship of the one. In fact, my brothers and sisters, that is the worship of devils. How many among us, however, have the humility enough to understand this? There are many who simply would say that, well, we men have no longer discern absolutely what is the way. But the Most High, my brothers and sisters, must then send a prophet, a visionary. But my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that not discerning a truly sent visionary mind, as when Messiah returns, restore faith again, restore faithfulness unto one, to restore the truth. Listen what I'm saying to you. We have people, I was listening to somebody a little while ago, spending 2 hours talking about as if, speaking as if all the people who were listening already knew the truth. Another damn lie. Like I said, Daniel 11 talked about those who were corrupt people by flatteries, compelling them to believe they already had what they did not. Scripture said Messiah is going to come and tell a whole lot of folks, hey, they never knew him. Well, I got news for you. What people have by and large been taught in this world and called a Messiah, called a Savior, called a Christ even, is not the Kurdi, is not the Shashan Shah, is not the Shiloh that is prophesied. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, is that system having horns like a lamb and speaking as a dragon that would silence the mouths of those who understand. For the true Messiah must expose and reprove every single system that is upon this earth. Did you hear me? Every single system and ideology of so-called collaborative doctrine, hegemony, or controlling body of knowledge that is upon this world, upon this earth. That at last, my brothers and sisters, only the truth itself and that which cannot be shaken remains. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who have the humility to understand that the real problem that by and large exists, that exists in the world today, as men have truly just lost sight of what is the truth and yet pretended to be wise. You know, I find it amazing. A polytheist system, what, like Pilate asked, what is truth? If you don't have a standard, how can you say what is truth? If you don't have a standard, how can you say what is faithfulness unto the will of one? It's amazing to me how many times people are looking at words that, quite frankly, when they were first written, especially, now let's just say, when they were first interpreted after polytheist mind, were discerned, my brothers and sisters, from entirely from a polytheist vantage point. Most not discerning that agape was never the love of Yah, was never the love of the truth. It was never a matter, my brothers and sisters, even respecting holiness at all. Polytheist doctrine. Polytheist form of love after lust, in fact, after every diverse idea after which people are, let's just put it this way to you, my brothers and sisters, leading to another concept, enthused. You know, I find it amazing. And I do want to get to this. That so many say today we don't live in a theocracy. If they only knew the real essence of the word and how it was perceived in the minds of Western polytheists and the Masons, which by and large are responsible for present-day interpretation, the Western polytheist imperialists were by and large responsible for today's, the grand majority what most people think is a faith day today. Total perversion, like I said in Isaiah 29:8. We need to read all the way out to 32:8, but how about 29:8 out to about 30:15? All the total perversion, my brothers and sisters, after the precepts of men. I want you to think about something. There are ministers who would seek to impress the people with what they call doctor of divinity degrees from theology schools. Like I said, listen to that word, my brothers and sisters, theology, theocracy. Got a lot I want to talk about that. I want to get in the book of Daniel and explain something that might be quite shocking to many. The word theos, for God, many would interpret as God in the scriptures. That's the word that the piety is used for deity. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, that to the polytheist, the concept of God was never singular? Never concentric. Theos. In their mind was still a polytheist word. Never unto any exactitude. How about this, my brothers and sisters? And I want to get to this in a minute. What about understanding, my brothers and sisters, that maybe this will make a little sense if I relate this to you. The word theos had simply to do with whatever it was in which the people were entheosiastic. I know that sounds like a coined word. But notice what I said, entheosiastic. Whatever it was in which the people were enthused, whatever it was that the people had a zeal for, they wanted to call it God because it directed their conscience. Many times they use the word theos and it didn't even relate to any divine deity per se that people wanted to believe in. And it certainly didn't have to do with the one most high. But whatever it was in which the people had a zeal to want to believe, to control their conscience, even their rulers, my brothers and sisters. Like I said, the scriptures over in 2 Corinthians says the gods of this world, really many of the kings of this world, have blinded their minds if they do not see the global inheritor and what he must do at the hand of the Most High in order to establish true freedom in the world. I want you to think about it. As long as there are rulers who stand against the truth of the Holy Covenant in any way, form, or fashion, this world is still in bondage. This world will not be free, my brothers and sisters, till the King is the King. Until the King, my brothers and sisters, the appointed one of the Most High has declared. I know what the Most High told me. He said no one has a right to rule but by him. Everything else is bondage. Scriptures prophesy, Messiah will say again, Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings. Hey, how about the liberating word to release the prisoners? The gospel unto the meek. Open eyes of the blind, release the captives. Like I said, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Only if you're willing to guard, maintain, and defend, learn his conscience. Are you even worthy to receive the Spirit? Because if you want to believe that the massive contradiction that is the shallow-mindedness of men is worthy unto pleasing the Most High, why do you petition the Most High for his counsel and his Spirit at all? If you don't intend to preserve the integrity of a word, if you heard it from the Most High, why do you petition for his testimony, his Spirit, his enlivening and revival of a mind? If you want to believe that whatever it is that seems wise after carnal intelligence, is sufficient. And intelligence, I mean, at that point, in the context of it being awareness and discretion. Trust me, my brothers and sisters, there is much truth that the systems of this present earth present nothing with which men might begin to discern anything upon a firm foundation. Might sound like a hard statement, but it's true. The mystery of iniquity that was already at work is a system, my brothers and sisters, that has now penetrated among the doctrine. And many of my brothers and sisters don't realize they are, like I said before, they're already teaching another Messiah. They're already, my brothers and sisters, teaching something that is not the gospel of the kingdom of Yah, but is only the doctrines constrained after the variant misconceits that are the variant politicizations, irreligiosities, if you will, false religion of this world, whereby men, like I said before, wanting to believe, well, I heard somebody say, well, we don't know what the truth is. Well, who told folks that, a lack of the knowledge of the truth is their salvation? Scripture, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If we really understand the context of the word, well, they put down in the Greek, they use words like aletheia. Later on, my brothers and sisters, they had a word, trios, for truth. But in every case, what they called true was something that was compromised, supposedly true to or faithful to a multitude of competing ideals. Crazy concept of truth, if you ask me. Unstable concept of truth, if you ask me, not the truth at all. If you really understand the context of the word, when you many times you see faith, it could also relate truth or faithfulness unto the will of one. You must understand, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures really mean, why and why many petition for the Holy Spirit. Romans 8 says, the Spirit is given that the righteousness of Yah might be fulfilled in us. That we receive, my brothers and sisters, the law as received or discerned by His Spirit. Scripture talking about the law of sin and death, which is misexegesis, misunderstanding. Hey, double-mindedness. Hatred against divine rule. Hatred against the divine absolute. And the law of spirit unto life. In other words, understanding, my brothers and sisters, the very essence after which the words were related. Messiah comes, that ultimately he will bring his people out from the diaspora, the confusion of the nations, Jeremiah 30-31. Ultimately relating, my brothers and sisters, he would bring his people out from the midst of all the nations. He said he would write, describe, he would become the teacher of his law upon the minds and hearts of his people. And those who trust in him, my brothers and sisters, shall be his people. What does the scriptures really mean then in Romans 8? If it really were translated properly in a way that I believe that many might better understand it, it would really say this, my brothers and sisters. Without trust, faith, reliance, to seek after and to obey the exceeding truth of the Most High beyond worldly status quo, beyond the contradictions of man, it is not possible to please Yah. My brothers and sisters, that is simply because the Most High dwells in a place of conscience beyond all the varying rulerships of this world. And either we are willing to seek the kind of foundation upon which all truth can be related, else, my brothers and sisters, we cannot be disciples refined by Him. Most High told me we want to believe a multitude of contradictory compromises. Hypocrisies. Most I told me anybody who wants to believe a mass of contradictions, never seeking absolute. My brothers and sisters could never be a disciple unto him, because his very name declares that he is an absolute. He is all and everything that he is, nothing that he is not. Either we are willing to admit that only the pure perfect truth is worthy unto salvation, only the pure perfect truth is worthy to be called by his name. Only, my brothers and sisters, when we're willing to admit such a thing, Discerning that man has by and large fallen away from the word and the intent as it was from the beginning. Only then, my brothers and sisters, do we develop the kind of zeal and love for the truth, realizing that only those who receive the truth and obey it will be continually guided. Are we really compelled with all the necessary zeal to truly overcome this world of misrepresentation, this world of hypocrisy, charades, and charlatans? It's time we wake up, my brothers and sisters, understand. Like I said, a lot I want to talk about tonight. I might as well go ahead and hop up that rate a little bit of foundation. Maybe I can go on to relate some more. I have to ask the question, my brothers and sisters, does the Most High desire part of his will be done or all his will? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Oh, if we desire only part of his will done, that means we're an adversary against something he has declared. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that keeps this world from discerning the fullness of truth? My brothers and sisters, leaders who would be true to the Most High after his anointing are held accountable to declare a pure and perfect word, even to declare the way of peace. I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, understanding that peace is in word perfect and complete. Comply as one in the Hebrew. My brothers and sisters, the Messiah will come because the collaboration of the kings of the world who have claimed to be true to him through the Most High, many of them, have not wrought peace. The 45,000 denominations, my brothers and sisters, have not sought the pure perfect truth. They have not wrought peace. They have not prepared men for that wonderful and exceeding counselor, my brothers and sisters, that is called the Prince of Peace. Wonderful counselor means one inspired to cause men to consider what they had not considered. And then shall every man know how to honor and praise Yah. How about, my brothers and sisters, the only honorable offering that humanity can give unto him who is one is reason together unto peace. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, in that every nation of this world has sought to exalt its own ideals, it is quite evident that all the nations of this world have hated the Holy Covenant. But the Holy Covenant, my brothers and sisters, is not of the nations. It's not of the after the various misconceits of man. The Holy Covenant, my brothers and sisters, is only that after that which the Most High himself has directly revealed to mankind. That word, my brothers and sisters, that he first gave to his people, Israel, since the fall, if you want to talk about a people, that was meant to convert all the nations. There would be no need for conversion of all the nations if what they already had was wise. But how many are willing to admit that, my brothers and sisters, that the intrusions of all of the carnal thoughts of the nations, whatever thought, my brothers and sisters, that is based upon initial foundation, initial expectation, realization of what is divine will in terms of what pleases him and cause and effect. Whatever is not of such, my brothers and sisters, mandatory prerequisite understanding is a pollution, is a corruption. And my brothers and sisters, already being an idea of thought far from the path can only mislead. We must understand. I said we must understand. And there's many things I can tell you now that many will not comprehend until they are willing. But you won't find this kind of depth of information anywhere else. And I'm not being arrogant. I'm just telling you the fact. The depth of information in which I speak, you need to check out my website, hiddengospel.com. Articles like the Secret City Prophecies, articles like Prophetic Proof, articles like Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. Articles like Tribulation, 7365 A.D., Gospel of Shiloh. Remember the promise. There's so many points there, my brothers and sisters, even like so much of what I've even said in these few minutes of this show. All of these statements of which there could be days of application, I'm telling you now. My brothers and sisters, so much truth that is by and large not the fundamental that most receive after the flesh is very necessary for our people. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, after this system, polytheist and its ideals, so many have discerned things, my brothers and sisters, far off any manner of stable foundation upon which the greater truth can be relayed. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the foundation of old, like the scriptures tell us, must be restored. I had to talk to somebody today. He said some 55 years ago, somebody showed him the scripture that said, no bastard shall enter into the congregation. Or relating, he said somebody told him that just because his mother and father were not married, that it was impossible for him to be saved. And I had to explain to him, what about the scriptures in Hebrews, Hebrews 12? What, around Hebrews 12 and 4? It talks about if you're without discipline or that chastisement after which you should be trained. And notice that Hebrews 12 keeps on talking about discipline after which we must all walk before all men. It said we were without esteeming that discipline or having that discipline. We're called the bastards and not sons. A bastard is called a fatherless child, and that's the way most people just simply interpret it. But I want you to think about it. In the book of Malachi, and I'm going to tell you what the further extension of this in just a moment. In the book of Malachi, it talks about Messiah restoring righteousness as of old as in former years, that men are no longer misled after a multitude of varying ideals. If you go back in Malachi 2, it talks about the idea about one of the Most High wanting one offspring. Did you hear him? Most High wanted one offspring among his people. In other words, not after the ideas of strangers. We go on a little bit further. I mean, it talks about the true faith, and it talks about the idea about visiting the fatherless and the widows. And then it goes on, my brothers and sisters, in reproof against whoever it is that would turn his people aside from him. Whoever would turn men aside from his what? His commandments and his ordinances, calling them all robbers. I want you to think about what these scriptures are saying. In ancient Israel, this is not what I intended to talk about. I just want to just lay this out there because I may actually try to see what I can do by getting a copy of this and making sure he gets it. In ancient Israel, it was the duty of each soul to seek the truth, that it be shared amongst all. Anything the Most High gave to one in Israel, in terms of the wisdom that came from him, was a mutual duty of all. What do you think? Why do you think the Messiah said, "Think not that I came to destroy the law of the prophets," and related it, all this contained in the law and the prophets, as a mutual responsibility for all to preserve? That's the Shema. Seek the Most High with all mind, heart, soul, and might. He was telling that to all the people, that these truths might be preserved for the good of all. All my brothers and sisters, please understand. If we look at these scriptures and we put them all together, we understand that in ancient Israel, it was the responsibility of every single living soul that all seek the truth for the mutual good of all. When it said visit the fathers and the widows, the fatherless and the widows, it was talking about if there be someone who lacks a spiritual father. I pray you will understand what I mean that. Lack a spiritual sense of patriarchy. In the context, my brothers and sisters, of one who was to teach the children. If there was any such household or even a people in any way lacking or a sect of society in any way lacking, it was a sin. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? A sin for such ignorance to persist in the midst of those who would be called Israel. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are prepared to understand? And I dare say because this one person of which I'm speaking, because he was not taught these things rightly some 55 years ago, he came to believe that all the law of the Most High was indeed truly put aside. As if to say, my brothers and sisters, that men could be called orderly and even lawful for the Most High in their lawlessness, believing that the law of the Most High is put aside for people to be converted. No, my brothers and sisters, not the law of the Most High is put aside. And conversion and faith unto him, unto the Most High. It is the misconceits, the misexegesis, the misadministrations, the contentions and juxtaposed misopinions of men that cast aside, my brothers and sisters, even cast aside all worldly doubt and debate. When indeed, as one scripture would put it this way, our obedience to the Most High, hey, our understanding in the Most High, because it's the same word, is complete. Purity and completion offers one choice. It makes me wonder sometimes how much better this one might have been compelled to pursue the truth if he understood those words, even just those words, better than what somebody used to spoil his mind so long ago. And the individual constantly talks about being a believer, but then talks about the idea about, hey, we live in a, what he could have said is not a theocracy. Oh, but I intend to get the point across. Well, we live in society is, in fact, a surreptitious theocracy of the kind that was described in the book of Daniel in the 11th chapter, Daniel in the 8th chapter, 2 Thessalonians, Isaiah 11-14. My brothers, this is what I'm about to, what I'm going to say about this as I move forward in this show. Might be rather shocking to many, that they might at last begin to understand indeed what manner of system it is in which we live. Prayerfully, my brothers and sisters, we will come indeed to find what is life beyond, let's just say, conscious, beyond contradiction. That unto the Most High we might be counted, could be counted being stable, worthy to be called by His name, unto His honor. I will only say, my brothers and sisters, that we need to wake up, because after having been flattered, excuse me a minute. I'm back. Thank you. Be patient. Please understand, my brothers and sisters, we have to ask ourselves a question. After having been flattered after so much partiality for so very long, so many forms of deception, believing that partial perspective is still yet enough, being deceived to walk after what the scripture calls false prophets, never the full testimony of the Spirit, always leaving people to form hasty conclusions and calling themselves wise, and far from wise enough. How many of my brothers and sisters, if they were to find today what is missing, begin to find what is missing, would be willing to seek the Most High, love Him, and seek the Most High with all mind, heart, soul, and might, no reservation, no rebellion against the greater truth revealed? Or how many of my brothers and sisters would seek to retain all manner of ignorance, ignoring the truth that those who dwell in darkness might confuse men to cause men to believe that they are the light? How many of my brothers and sisters hearing the greater truth that would expose, and well, there is a truth that will expose all this world had believed, all being upon a faulty foundation. Who's ready to believe that truth, my brothers and sisters, that they might truly progress in the knowledge of one? We found what is missing. Would we repent and be prepared to rejoice? Or would we, my brothers and sisters, prefer that many remain ignorant, that they exalt us rather than the truth that needs to be awakened to? It's only in finding that truth, my brothers and sisters, we prove ourselves stable beyond all self-righteousness. This genuine being that can love reason, that we all finally, my brothers and sisters, take of the good of the land rather than being disinherited, never to be an heir of it. Messiah said, you're my friends if you do everything that I command you. He said, man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. What then are they, my brothers and sisters, who don't seek real understanding of the word? wrong to seek to flatter men and cause them to feel that they have enough when what they have is far short of what is necessary to be called genuine doctrine. I've talked many times in this show in Isaiah 28 about how when the scripture said Messiah will appear, we're like an overflowing torrent, a measuring line to the plummet. There'll be a vexation and a terror for many to understand the report when he declares our brothers and sisters so much that the world had not known. Line upon line, precept upon precept of truth that cast aside all the vomit and filth upon filth that's been by and large exalted among the people. When he comes to do that, will men, my brothers and sisters, show favor to a truly anointed mind that is not like the carnality that most have been subject to because they weren't willing to fully obey all the truth when they had an opportunity to find it? Like I said, does the Most High desire part of his will or our own? Can a man be called the one who loves the Most High? Who loves what the Most High hates? Does the Most High desire hypocritical compromise, claims to be true to him in all things? Claims to be true to his name. Like I said, his name declares he is all and everything that he is. Does the Most High desire hypocritical compromise or pure perfect allegiance? I know it to be pure perfect allegiance because Isaiah 48, Isaiah 29, all these scriptures talking about exceeding the elementary principles of this world, something you find also in Galatians. It talks about exceeding how men have, the worship has been after the precepts of men. All these scriptures, my brothers and sisters, lay the need to exceed worldly status quos if we're going to be true to the him who is the heir according to the promise. I want you to think about the real meaning of the scripture when the scripture says no man can serve two masters. John 15:14, like I said, it says, you're my friends if you do everything that I command you. We could talk about Matthew, Matthias 6:21-24, Luke 6:13-15. And when the scriptures talk about no man can serve two masters, you have to realize in the book of Luke, that scripture is related. And it's by and large related to the hypocrisy of the leaders. In Matthias, when that scripture is related, the sixth chapter, it's by and large, my brothers and sisters, related also to the people. I want you to understand what I mean by this. He said, no man can serve two masters. You will love one and hate the other, or hate one and love the other. You cannot serve both Yah and Mammon, or the pursuit of wealth, a theme for men. Think about it. What it's really saying, you can't claim to be true to the Most High and continue to serve after the ideals of another. You can't continue to serve after the ideals of another and claim to be a true servant of the Most High. You can't be a sellout. Did you hear me? For the pursuit of wealth or esteem for men. That's exactly what the leaders by and large in this world have done. Read Isaiah 56 and 57. All for the sake of gain, my brothers and sisters, filling out the Most High, even mocking what is divine righteousness. He spoke about the leaders claiming to be, and he called them hypocrites, claiming to be the servants of the Most High, the priests of the Most High, ministers unto the healing of a people. But my brothers and sisters, all they did is contend amongst themselves and seek to bring people to their folly rather than seeking to reason together as Israel must. You say you can't pretend to be one thing and actually serving after the ideas of another. You can't serve after the ideas of another and claim to be the true to the one Most High. You cannot serve Yah and Mammon. To the people, he said, basically, remain true to the Most High, remain true to his testimony. And I said, my brothers and sisters, more than just his testimony, remain true to the revelation of his conscience. He told the people, trust the Most High and all you say and do. That he, my brothers and sisters, would care for his own. We live in a society today that after the marks of the beast, the standards of the nations in this diaspora, men have sought the favor of various rulers. And in so doing, my brothers and sisters have been co-proponents, co-partakers in a massive illusion that saves no soul and has been responsible ultimately unto the death of millions over the course, and even billions over the course of many generations. It's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. Time we wake up beyond all these illusions, beyond all the ill vision, to see the true vision of the One Most High. We see things clearly, and that we discern, my brothers and sisters, in righteousness, all the Most High intends. Like I say, I've talked before about how what the scripture calls the church today, the king's whore, a woman who said clothed, a seductress clothed in purple and scarlet. Purple being kingship, scarlet, whoredom. Sold out for the money. Mm-hmm. Sold out for the esteem of men. Sold out, my brothers and sisters, for the esteem of the very state and status quo that created it. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture speaks about Most High molding and shaping of people, it's not talking about them being shaped after the constraints of another system and still saying that they are his children. We're not talking about a people being molded after the constraints of another system and still being faithful to him. Isaiah 44. Oh, Isaiah, my brothers and sisters. 42 going to 43. He talks about a people that he's formed for his purpose, shaping according to his desire to perform all that is his purpose. Something, my brothers and sisters, that another dares not do unless he exposes himself as a son of evil, darkness, deviation, perversion, obscuring the truth after mass misrepresentation. The day comes, my brothers and sisters, when all such illusion must come to an end. So it's prophesied, my brothers and sisters, so shall it be done. I know what the Most High told me, either seek all my will, he said, or you can stop right now. Create an Israelite, my brothers and sisters, to create one who knows that this is he must do. One scripture speaks of Messiah as a faithful ally, and the scripture says he will perform all that is divine pleasure. What else is necessary? Let there be no more confusions or debate or doubt as to what is the requirement of the Most High. He said Messiah as a faithful ally will perform all that is his pleasure. That means he will not take the bribe. He will not establish a compromise. My brothers and sisters, can you imagine seeking to govern literally thousands, even millions, if not billions of people, to help them come to the will of one, and you have to somehow compromise with all the misideals of many? Or are we going to talk about what Daniel has to say about this system that compels men to follow so much hypocrisy? Wake up, Daniel, brothers and sisters. But the nations have hardly realized or wanted to realize that all the thoughts of the nations are damnable intrusion. Pollutions after this world. Hey, Second Peter, last part of the second chapter, talks about the idea about the need to escape the pollutions of this world by the knowledge of Yah, meaning that the thoughts of this world, my brothers and sisters, are not his thoughts. Not his knowledge. What do you say? My thoughts are not like your thoughts. My ways are not like your ways. He was talking to a people that had fallen away from the truth of him. How many of my brothers and sisters, upon hearing a word that restores so much of what has been forgotten, how many upon hearing that blessed word, my brothers and sisters, will rejoice like the woman who found that 10th coin? I only can say this, my brothers and sisters. So the scripture says, woe to those who preach another gospel or another Messiah, concept of Messiah. Those who don't know Messiah, the Kurdi, my brothers and sisters, reproves all the nations, only knows the constraints and damnation, you know, the misconceits of the nations. Isaiah 40-41 talks about a herald for Messiah, preparing for the kingdom of Yah. And it talks about one called the righteous, one like the righteous one like the rising sun that casts out all the darkness, reveals the light the world would obscure. Talks about one of my brothers and sisters who exposed those who hide the truth from you. Talks, my brothers and sisters, about one who must declare a testimony that would raise the conscience of all his people, that there might be understanding. What else, my brothers and sisters, do you think the Most High could be pleased with more than a people who rightly understand and convicted to obey him, respecting him as utmost wisdom? What better than this, my brothers and sisters, do we respect the Most High, can be favored with? The gospel is the truth. This whole world for lust after its counterfeits. The gospel is that word, my brother says, the whole world is forgotten, rejected. What do you say? If you love me, keep my commandments, my conscience, preserving this ideal that if you don't preserve it, you lose it. He said, my brothers and sisters, that man must remember these things, hold steadfast to these things lest he forget them, lest he lose them, lest he be easily exploited, easily deceived by pretenders. A false prophet never teaches the whole word. Being diligent, my brothers and sisters, discern what the false prophets won't preach is what is required, that you might have harmony with the one called the Prince of Peace and Wonderful Counselor. Truth, my brothers and sisters, the gospel is a word the whole world has rejected and forgotten. And none of the nations for many generations, my brothers and sisters, has been established upon that pure foundation. All of them despise the expectation of a global, like I said, the early believers trusted in the coming of a global inheritor who would reprove all the rulers of this earth, that the people might finally be free. But have the leaders been willing to speak such a thing? They even want you to believe Messiah comes out of the sky, and they don't tell you that skies are just a mess. We consider a messenger from on high. It means Messiah comes with a testimony from on high that exposes all the rulers. Look at Isaiah 19:1-5 and understand. The testimony that proves all the rulers, my brothers and sisters, shallow-minded, blind, double-minded, more concerned with the supporting the things of men than preparing men for the kingdom of Yah. Nations, my brothers and sisters, have refused to acknowledge themselves as those who hide, deny, destroy, and obliterate the gospel. But never at any time, my brothers and sisters, in the dispensation of the gospel do you see where the Most High exalted standards from among the Gentiles to be the rule of this, the rule or the expected rule of this world. There's nowhere there. That's why he kept talking about converting the nations. How many will catch on? How many will understand? Only those who expect one who must reprove all the nations can prepare for him. Only those who know that there's a truth beyond all that the rulers have said can prepare for the true king. And like I said, while there are rulers foolish in their misconceits, no one is free until the king is the appointed king. Not those, my brothers and sisters, appointed or chosen by men. Please read Isaiah 41:21-4. It tells us point blank that those that men have chosen are still before the Most High causing godly men, politicians willing to sacrifice all sense of absolution for esteem from men. They said, behold, my servant, my elect one whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice. I didn't say flattery. And all the nations, my brothers and sisters, will wait for, seek after, preserve, maintain, and defend his law, his conscience. But the rulers don't want to realize, my brothers and sisters, what they have may not be the conscience the Most High is pleased with. I want you to understand the parable of the wheat and the tares. The wheat, my brothers and sisters, requires certainly the nutrients of the ground, but what does the weeds, what do the weeds do? Seeming to be something that they are not so quickly discerned until the plants are matured. They choke out the nutrients, and even my brothers and sisters might act as shade against the strengthening of the sun itself. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, it's not the Most High who plants in the field that which is an obstacle against the fruition of his people. Please understand. The Most High God says he ultimately, if you really understand it, despises whatever would be an obstacle against the awakening of his people. Blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, seek discern to discern him, that either they join or right upon the path and just simply know it's time to get out of the way. Or prepare to be moved out of the way. Gentile nations refuse to discern themselves the damning obstacle. Refuse to understand that Greco-Romanism in the early years was a fall from faith. Bondage to the misconceptions of another. All the nations have exacted as hatred against the Holy Covenant amidst this diaspora. But the scripture says finally it must occur at the veil of blindness. Now, the covering that's over all the nation must be removed, that men might again discern to my brothers and sisters the ways of a righteous one. Please stand. It's all there in Isaiah 25. The scripture says the Messiah appeared, men shall rejoice in his salvation. Men even willing to admit that they've been subject unto other rulers, not him. My brothers and sisters discerning that while men were subject to the rule of another, I talked about this the other night. Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, and the my brothers and sisters, need to read all of that from the 24th to the 25th, the 26th, 27th chapter. Around 27, 16, 17, 26, 16, 17. Talking about how for a long time while men were under other rulers, none was born worthy unto the kingdom to come. Weary to the point of gray hairs, the scripture says, mixed with Gentiles, weary to the point of gray hairs, Hosea 7 and 7 through 8 and 4. Men have spoken lies against the Most High, though he has saved them, brought them a restoration of the knowledge of truth, they have yet spoken lies, sinned against him. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, they've fallen away from faith, fallen away from the truth, and said that they had not transgressed the laws, and even though they had, it says in Hosea 8, and still crying out, oh, our God, we know thee. So they set up kings, but not by him, and princes, and did not inquire of him first, my brothers and sisters, that they might be right. And so many, because they want to walk after political correctness, improving nothing. Some of my brothers and sisters never come to find out what is true with it and what is acceptable for the Most High at all. Like I said, it says, we're to the point of gray hairs, and I was in Hosea 7, and know it not. Don't understand anything of the Most High. It's all a strange thing to him, Hosea 8. Isaiah 42, my brothers and sisters, hey, burned. Hid in prison houses, not even realizing that what they're being taught is the constraints of men and not the truth of Yah. The scripture says, and knowing it not. But he says he wants to reshape and reform his people if they discern the truth and if they walk in it. How many of our brothers and sisters are prepared if they were taught the truth and what is reason to walk in what is wise? 2 Thessalonians talks about a fall from faith. And my brothers and sisters, people look at all these differences and believe they're still yet true. That's a total pretense. So the Messiah must come to expose that pretense. Isaiah 11 through 14 says when the pretense or this Babylon is exposed, then my brothers and sisters shall there be a rejoicing in the earth. 2 Kepha. 2 Peter, Jude, talks about false, the rise of false prophets. Same thing the Messiah said in Titus 24. Jews saying things get worse and worse. That's far from faith. He says, because surreptitious brethren have come in unawares. In other words, men bringing in all manner of corruption in the doctrine and people lose it. Well, that's why Jesus said, contend for the common salvation that wants to live to the saints and choose. You reread 1 and 1 through 4. Many have not understood, my brothers and sisters, what they have allowed, coming to accept simply what they see, missing entirely the point. Jeremiah 30-31 talks about the renewal of a covenant, bringing his people back from the diaspora or scattering of the nations. And people say that there's been no falling away. Isaiah 61 says, speaking of Messiah, in the last days, send the Spirit of Yahweh upon me to preach good tidings to the meek, open the eyes of the blind, to release the captives. Hey, that's the restoration of a covenant, my brothers and sisters. Psalms 2, the king of the earth is taking counsel against the Most High and against his anointing, but with the Most High will send Messiah, and he will finally say, the Most High has spoken to me. Today you are my son. This day have I begotten thee. That's the restoration of a covenant, my brothers and sisters. There would be no need for a restoration of a covenant if what people had were already counted true or in agreement with the Most High. Jeremiah 10, it said, learn not the way of the heathen, for all the things that the Most High hates have they done after their gods. I ask the question, can a man love what the Most High hates? Despise what the Most High says must be learned, and still be found worthy unto his kingdom. Most High desires in his kingdom no dissenting voices. Zephaniah 2:15, 3 and 6, 3:15 relates to the Messiah will come to warn a city that's part of all the confusion of a world entire. I know that the leader didn't tell you this. Check out that article, Secret City, on my website, hiddengospel.com, and discern all the particulars. Is that and so much more. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, prepared to see the exceeding truths. Only they are worthy to be taught. Learn not the way of the heathen. He said he had in Isaiah 48, he would have to refine his people, that they may offer an offering in righteousness. Malachi said the same. How is it, my brothers and sisters? That folks actually believe in their indiscretion, unwilling to see beyond the surface. Hey, you can masquerade a lot of faulty programming under an external, and most hardly understand, my brothers and sisters, what it is they've truly given themselves over to, with which the Most High cannot be finally appeased. Revelation 14, it says, those who overcome the mark of the beast, those who keep the commandments of conscience, the most keep conscience of the commandments, the Most High guard, if this truth. After the faith, how about the truth of Yeshua? 45,000 denominations, everybody feels like they have to do the truth of him. He said, watch out for false prophets teaching partial testimonies, blinding your mind, obscuring your genuine sense of intelligence. And at the end of the day, my brothers and sisters, what is the men have done that have totally blinded themselves while they sought to exalt themselves and not him? Shame how this world has come to the day and they delight in so much surface. And so little substance. Refinement. Beyond all these inconjunct ideas of damnations. Awakening beyond all this misconceit, this shame, this Babylonian misrepresentation must come to pass. Refinement, according to Isaiah 48, is refinement seeking the perfect will of Yah. Yaakov in the fourth chapter. This mutual endeavor, everyone seeking the whole truth for the mutual good of one another, that's the restoration of a covenant, and nothing else is. Isaiah 48, Malachi 3, both speak about refining even of the priests. But there might be finally an awakening to what it is to declare his word in all righteousness. All that is fair, all that is just. I talked a little bit earlier about how we live in a surreptitious theocracy unawares. I need to give myself a little bit more time. And I know that a lot of this I may not get a chance to talk about as much as I would like. However, let me make sure I got enough time. Let me explain something to you. Daniel 11 talked about the intrusions of a false sense of government. Messiah said to his disciples that the Gentile rulers lord over them. He said, let it not be so. Meaning there's something greater than your king, your presidents, your pastors you must ultimately look to if you're going to be true to Yah as he is. Well, Daniel 11 is mentioned in 2 Thessalonians about this wicked system. Remember, in those same chapters in Daniel 11, it said this system of the one who runs it would hate the holy covenant. That means he wants to preserve his corruptions. It's all a seed. What about this? It says the king shall do it according to his will. He shall exalt himself. I'm talking about 11:36 of Daniel. He exalted himself above every god and even against the God of gods. In other words, the holy of Israel. Wow. Mighty bold. Revelation 13 calls those who harbor such titles, those who harbor upon their heads the titles, the names of blasphemy. In other words, they exalt their own rule as if it was an equanimity for that of the Most High, and all their differences, totally irrational. Offering the people, my brothers and sisters, false comfort and flattery. And at the end of the day, what the Most High intends is never yet performed. We got to work up and do far better. Yes, indeed. We got to wake up and do far better. Think about what I'm saying to you. The king should do according to his will. Exalting himself above every god. If I tell you that word theos, or theology, or the polytheist word, most people think today of a theocracy as a monotheist system, but to them that day, theocracy was a system run after all the gods. Did you notice that all the pagans, they're pagan gods? You know the scripture says that he will exalt himself above them all, even against the God of God, the Holy One of Israel? What is happening in the system today? State has declared a church, and at the end of the day, one who is called your king, your president, your ruler, is the one who sets the conscience of all the people, and that though there may be a multitude of variant denominational religious beliefs, they're all supposedly settled by one who has the favor of all and even supposedly all the gods believing in them all. I want you to think about it, my brother. That's still a theocracy, but a polytheist one. It doesn't declare the will of one, but I want to tell you now what they call religious freedom. Did the Most High ever say that people have a right to worship him in any way that they will and still be true to him? Or have not men declared religious freedom, that men not discern the level of their pretentious hypocrisy and ignorance? Saying that if none knows the truth, then it's somehow okay. My people are still being destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people, my brothers and sisters, are still being obliterated in their spiritual conscience, and never were even told the Messiah will come one day saying, keep silence before me, all ye isles, and let my people renew their strength, because the Most High will send him with an exceeding testimony. It proves all the testimony of men to be the testimony of another. If they didn't tell you that, they never heard, taught you the cause, the hope, nor the love of the gospel. But the gospel is none of these varying standards. Daniel 8:5-8:25 talks about how this system will continue to lie against the Most High until it faces and challenges the Prince of Princes. And yet there are those who believe that what they see today is justice. What the scriptures say when Messiah appears, he shall not judge it what his eyes see nor what his ears hear, but the breath of his lip, how about the testimony and the spirit of his mouth? He shall expose every faulty testimony. It says, then, when the knowledge of the Most High covers the earth as the waters cover the sea, there shall be peace. That means the word of truth will transcend all the barriers of all the nations. Hey, that's the reason why the scripture says the one who is the king, likened to the rising sun, will cast aside or dry up all the rivers. The mindscapes of the rulers shall be transcended when all discern the exceeding will of the Maker. Blessed that they will understand, like I said before, we're living in a hidden form of a theocracy, after the mindset of the Masons and the Western polytheists who still sought to preserve a pluralist system, not true to the will of one. Rulers continue to fall to preserve the falling away from the perfect word that is agreement. But they do not discern that agreement with the Most High must be agreement on all points. Book of Jacob says, we break one law, we're guilty as the whole law. Do we ever understand, my brothers and sisters, peace? You break the law and you can't agree to a particular standard the Most High has declared, a precept the Most High has established. It's contention. It is not peace. It causes men to offend, sin against the law and order. Men want to argue and say that they're worthy unto the Most High after what is displeasing. Well, the Most High is about to show the whole world that all that it has done for ages has in some respect been falling short of the mark, that men then begin to seek what is pleasing. Oh, the wisdom of the Most High and his ways beyond following, beyond finding out. It related in Romans 11:25-12:4. And understand how it compares to the scriptures in Isaiah 40. It is by exposing every false and short-sighted, shallow-minded standard that the Most High is going to get the whole world to realize that the arguments men have had against one another, as if one were wise, that's all been foolishness. And men realize the arguments against one another mean nothing. And it's far better that men seek the Most High, that all transcend their sins if granted an opportunity. That's the scenario that is painted. But how many of my brothers and sisters are willing to understand it? For this system of agape, godly lust is not the love of Yah, the righteous discerning of him, or the seeking of him. It's all about appeasing everyone's self-interest. Like I said, what is Babylon is confusion, but it pretends to be wisdom, therefore deceiving the people to follow after a lie, hasty conclusions, cause them not to seek the greater truth. What the Most High told me, every lie, hasty conclusion a man believes, not giving full consideration of all that he has spoken. He said to me, that is not wisdom at all. And those, my brothers and sisters, not willing to pursue wisdom, to humble themselves before a greater teacher, are not worthy of the teacher. How many, my brothers and sisters, when the global heir appears, and the rulers of this world act like the Most High has no right to appoint whom he will over the earth? Yes, he does. 2 Chronicles 36:22-1:4, 1:4 saying, all the kingdoms of the earth has the Most High given me. So God, therefore, he said, go forth and teach. Or in other words, basically, he was talking about getting the word out to all the people, that they prepare themselves for the will and the knowledge of one. Same thing scriptures declare, if we really understand it, the Messiah said before, and must say again, Yah is one, and all his people should be ashamed if they only seek the truth to exalt themselves. Really, that means they're not worthy to discern the truth, or even be granted the spirit to discern absolutely the truth and the height, depth, and breadth of his implications at all. What all is required that we learn, that all too is written, my brothers and sisters, in the Secret City Prophecies at HiddenGospel.com. That too is written, my brothers and sisters, in HiddenGospel.com, the article Prophetic Proof. Only those, my brothers and sisters, who are not satisfied not knowing and want to know will be found worthy. Scripture talks about we have a sure word of prophecy. Hey, if the reality has been manifest in and before us. How can one speak, my brother and sister, with me when he's not yet seen or heard? Like I said, Daniel 11 is mentioned in 2 Thessalonians about a wicked system that sets people upon or behind the pulpits in the temple. Wicked men. Someone is saying Antichrist, but my brother and sister, simply means one who stands against the anointing of the Most High and the people awakening fully enough to truth, like I said in Psalms 2. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are willing to humble themselves? Like the Most High told me, these words that I speak to you are precious, but they are only for the most humble and diligent soul. And I will tell you now, there are those who would rather believe a deceiver and believe that they are insufficient and still yet to see. My brothers and sisters, has gotten a little bit late. A lot of things racing through my mind. Religious freedom, my brothers and sisters, or the freedom for men, what they appoint unto themselves, saying they can worship the Most High ever they will, irrespective of Him, is then the worship of the devil. How many of us are willing to understand it? We might seek the truth. I know what the Most High told me. Like I said, we've forgotten. Man has forgotten the word that is from the beginning. And He indeed relating that only those who are willing to seek the whole truth, like He told me, either seek the whole truth, would stop right now. Tell me that. He doesn't want to see any more arguments through repetitive, persistent ignorance. Either we begin to ask Him and attain to an awakening of conscience with which He can be pleased. And I've said this before, at the highest vibration of conscience, there are no contradictions. He said He has to refine His people, that He makes them one. In both Malachi, third chapter, and Isaiah 48, there must be a refining beyond every false rule. That we be His people. How then have we said that we are Israel, that we said that we are His people? And we still got so many jokers that will never tell the truth, never seek the whole truth, flattering the people that think that they're wise. And all they've ever done was stand up against the true testimony, the true spice, if you will. Things right. Well, brothers and sisters, I do thank you all for listening. I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. I would ask that you also tell others about this testimony. By the things, my brothers and sisters, most dare not see, like I said, the nations all this time, like Scripture says, they're weird to the point of gray hairs. Israel is weird to the point of gray hairs. So are the people, all the nations. Blind and hidden prison houses, and know it not. The nations have refused to recognize their thoughts on what even is carnal thought. And the end result, my brothers and sisters, has been mastered globally. And people say because they go simply go to a church. I didn't say because they go to what is true. Because they go to an institution that men have exalted. Men have wanted to call themselves wise. Who says Messiah is going to prove them all. Blessed are they who wait for, and the word for wait is also prepared for Him. And I say, I thank the Most High for every year that He brings near, and His might, and His honor, and His praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank all you all again, yes I do, for listening. If anybody has any questions, I got a little bit of time. You can call in 661-554-9212. Please, my brothers and sisters, for holy name's sake, if there be any questions, seek to ask what is necessary, that things might be clarified in the minds of our people. This humility we must have for the mutual good of one another. Like I said, 661-554-9212. Hit that one if there be any questions. What I'm going to do is, if there haven't been, or there are not, see nothing typed into the chat either, so there's a question about what I said. I suppose everybody's ready to be tested now then. I'm going to put on a song, and it's about no more than a minute long. If I see anybody's hands raised, I think they would inquire about these things. I'll make sure I try to answer with the time that's remaining. But if not, my brothers and sisters, still again, thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. I would strongly admonish you to check out the website, mindhiddengospel.com. Certain things that have been hidden, because the scripture says that word be hid, is hid to them that are lost. I pray that we'll see much better. Heaven help us all. Let others know that this message, kind of message, is being taught on a regular basis at Blog Talk Radio. blogtalkradio.com/EDY1. Words, my brothers and sisters, rarely heard. For I know the Most High has told me that He sends a prophet to speak what others would not. To speak again, in the name and to the honor of the Most High, thanking Him for every year that He brings near. Thanking you all again for listening. Under His might and His honor and His praise always, hallelujah. And may we all, my brothers and sisters, hear that which the Most High would desire, that we have eyes and ears to hear and see. And the day the Savior comes to save. Isaiah 35:1-5. Playing that song now, like I said, if any questions, if I see your hand raised, I will pause. If not, my brothers and sisters, till we speak again together, till we come together again, seeking exceeding one will of the One Most High. Shalom, my brothers and sisters, and have a very blessed night.